It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kay Dirtcher-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. When factories close down, it can leave big gaps in communities, both economic and literally with large unused spaces. And many local governments are looking to fill those kind of spaces with new high-tech businesses.
In Madison, a startup fusion energy research company is moving into the former Oscar Mayer plant on the city's north side. The property has sat empty for nearly a decade after Oscar Mayer stopped operations in 2017.
Realta Fusion announced this morning that the company will be staying in Madison, where it's currently based, and redeveloping more than 200,000 square feet of that plant into a new large-scale research and development facility.
Later, we'll hear from Realta's co-founder and CEO about the deal.
First, Madison city leaders approved a tax incentive finance loan for Realta Fusion to move into that space. Satya Rhodes Conway is the mayor of Madison. I talked to her yesterday. All right. The Common Council in Madison met last month to vote on a $2.8 million tax incremental financing plan for this Realta Fusion project, the old Oscar Mayer plant, approved it. What was behind the yes? What led to the support for this project?
Well, I think there's a couple of things, Rob. We're very excited to have Realta choosing to locate in Madison. That's a big deal for Madison for a number of reasons. I mean, first and foremost, the jobs that they will be bringing are really important. It's a variety of jobs. Obviously, there's some folks that are like, you know, PhD scientists doing the research, but they expect also to have jobs in sales and in their lab and in manufacturing. So it's a range of jobs at a range of experiences. And that's important for us to have family-supporting jobs in Madison. So that's one reason. Another reason is that they're locating at the old Oscar Mayer facility, and we are really excited to see that be reused and that property redeveloped. And then finally, if all goes well for Realta, they're going to bring clean energy to Madison. And, you know, we have a commitment to power our city off of clean energy, and we'd love to have more options to do so.
There had been hopes for that Oscar Mayer space over the years that it could be used for housing or some kind of residential commercial mix. It's a big site. Does this fusion research plant preclude other possibilities on that larger site?
Not at all. I think that this is going to be very compatible. In fact, we're hopeful that other companies that are in the fusion supply chain will want to come and locate at this Oscar Mayer site because of the proximity to Realta. There is housing very near to the site and also more planned. So I think that, you know, as you said, it's a big site. There's a lot of possibility. They are going to be taking up a significant chunk of the building, but certainly not all of it. And I think there's room for other folks and other activities on the site.
There are a lot of communities in Wisconsin with an old abandoned factory of one sort or another that might be looking for high-tech development like this. Do you think that this is maybe a wave of the future, this kind of high-tech research coming to Wisconsin in places that they maybe used to have a paper mill or a car plant or, in this case, a meat factory?
Well, I certainly hope so. I think that, you know, advanced manufacturing is something that the state of Wisconsin is strong in. And I know that the state was very involved in making sure that Rialto would choose us as the location for their next step. And I think they're committed to, you know, building out this sort of tech economy and clean energy economy here in Wisconsin. I hope that other communities can benefit from this as well.
When people think high-tech development in Wisconsin these days, they're probably thinking about something like data centers, which are getting pushback around the state. Do you feel there could be local community pushback against this kind of project as well?
I would hope not. I mean, we know that fusion is a much safer form of energy than some others. And, you know, one of the downsides of data centers is they don't create very many jobs. And the support that the city of Madison is offering to Realta is very specifically tied to the number of jobs that they create. And in fact, they're going to have to meet certain benchmarks of making their own investment and creating numbers of jobs before we will actually be writing them any checks at all. So we did promise an up to $2.8 million investment, but that's not guaranteed if they don't meet those benchmarks and that job creation numbers.
What do you see at this point as the timeline where people are going to see development happening on this site?
Well, they have a lot of work to do on the site. They're going to need to do some significant renovations to the property to get it ready. But I'm hopeful that they're going to get started really quickly. And I know they already have plans. And so hopefully once, you know, everything is settled with us and the state, they'll be able to get right to work and move in. Obviously, they're already in the Madison area, so they don't have very far to move.
With the TIF, the tax incremental financing concept, that's, you know, giving up on some of the money in the short term that might be generated in tax base here. What do you see as the long-term impact on the city's budget, though?
You know, I don't think that there's a long-term negative impact. In fact, I think if anything, it's going to be a positive impact because they are going to be investing a significant amount of money into that site to make it, you know, more usable. And they will be bringing, you know, a significant number of new jobs, some of which are very well paying, into Madison's economy. And as I said earlier, we're hopeful that they'll be able to attract other businesses that are in their supply chain, which can only help the regional economy and, again, bring more jobs, more people that can invest back into Madison.
Now, with this kind of high-tech, cutting-edge research, any given company could be the rock star of the future, or it could fizzle over a couple of few years. Are you concerned that, hey, you may be putting a lot of eggs in this basket, but it's a big roll of the dice in some ways?
Well, you know, anytime you're investing in economic development, there is a little bit of risk. That's why we structure our jobs TIF the way that we do, so that they do have to meet certain benchmarks where they're investing their own money and creating value, and then they're creating a certain number of jobs before we're going to write a check to them. So if they do well, you know, they, you know, we'll be with them all the way, and then they can access that full $2.8 million. If they somehow don't do well, then they're not going to be able to access that much money, and you know, we're going to allocate it in much smaller increments over time. Each increment except the last one is under $500,000.
Mayor Rhodes-Conway, thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Satya Rhodes-Conway is the mayor of Madison. We're talking about a deal announced today that Madison startup Realtofusion will be moving into the vacant lot on Madison's north side, long occupied by the Oscar Mayer factory. Now, Kieran Furlong is with us, co-founder and CEO of Realtofusion. Kieran, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, Rob. Pleasure to be talking to you.
What exactly will happen in this facility at the old Oscar Mayer plant?
Yeah, this is where we're going to scale up our research and development operations. So we spun out of a project at the University of Wisconsin-Madison known as the WAM project, and we're currently operating that fusion machine in partnership with the University of Wisconsin. But what we want to do next is move to our own purpose-designed R&D facility where we can build out demonstration platforms and build a larger research machine that we'll call HAMR. So that's the next step for us.
When people think high-tech, whiz-bang research, they might think Austin or Boston or the Silicon Valley. What made you settle on Madison?
Oh, well, there's a number of things there. But one is, look, we're already here. And one of the most important things we want to do is keep pace and keep accelerating. So the ability to stay in Madison allows us to do that. Additionally, though, Madison is already a world leader in fusion-based research and plasma physics. So the core disciplines that we need to pursue fusion energy. So there's a kind of a deep well of expertise here in the area already, and a strong pipeline of talent that we can recruit as we look to build out our team. Alongside that, you know, we're building pretty sophisticated machines, and there's great expertise here in state on how to make some of the complicated and complex systems we will be using.
Now, fusion is different from fission. Fusion is whomping atoms together instead of breaking them apart. But people might hear, hey, nuclear technology research in our neighborhood, is this safe? What kind of things do you say to people who raise that concern?
Sure, yeah. And look, we've already been in, you know, we've met with the local neighborhood association, the Sherman Neighborhood Association near the Ohm Station site to have those conversations. We actively want to engage with community, hear what concerns they may have, and discuss what we're up to. I think one of the best ways that we can ensure that we get people on board is, you know, just by communicating and having that kind of open door and letting them know what's going on. So fusion, you're right, it is another nuclear process, but it's the opposite from what people tend to think of as conventional nuclear, where you take a very heavy atom, uranium, and split it. And you get kind of all kinds of cats and dogs that will end up different isotopes in that mixture. What we do in fusion is we're taking different flavors of hydrogen, so very, very small atoms. We essentially smoosh those together to form helium, the same stuff that you'll find in party balloons. So it's got a very different safety profile. And that's, we'll be doing that when we get to a power plant stage. At the OM station site, it will purely be R&D. And we're just basically building and testing the systems and machines that we will ultimately want to then develop and use for fusion power plants in the future.
We're hoping for nuclear fusion someday to have high electricity output. As I understand it, the research stage can take a lot of electricity input. How much impact do you have on the grid with this kind of research?
Yeah, so this actually was one of the other really attractive features of the Oscar Mayer site in Madison. It's served by Madison Gas and Electric, and they've been extremely supportive and very kind of open-minded in terms of what we will need to do in the R&D phase. So we will be utilizing significant amounts of electricity, but in very short bursts. And so that can sometimes be complicated for a grid operator, but we're working closely with MG&E on that. And it was a critical factor in site selection as well. Sites that tend to have available power are being snapped up by data centers. You mentioned that earlier in the report here. This site, you know, located right in a city, its proximity to the employment, you know, the employees that we'll have and build our team out. I feel like this is a better use of that power availability on this site.
Briefly, maybe I'm getting ahead of things. Are you scouting sites for a place in the next, I don't know how many years, to actually produce fusion electricity?
Yes, that's definitely, you know, our plan is to go commercial in the early to mid 2030s with commercial fusion power plants. And more than one site, we'll be looking at multiple sites, both here in the US as well as overseas. You know, I think the market demand for fusion energy is even higher in other economies where they're completely dependent on imported energy, places like Japan and Germany and so on. So that will be a global siting study, whereas this one was just nationwide.
Kieran, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
That's Kieran Furlong, co-founder and CEO of Real to Fusion. We also heard from Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway about a plan to convert an old Oscar Mayer plant into fusion research.